Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Stephanie Bonin is on a phone line. She's the creator of this change.org petition, you know, where you can petition anybody to do anything. She said, I'm calling on Congress to support families with a $2,000 payment for adults and a $1,000 payment for kids immediately and continuing regular checks for the duration of this crisis. That being the pandemic, of course. Over 2 million people have signed on to her petition. Hey, Stephanie, it's John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You run a restaurant in Denver, right?
I do.
How's business?
Duo Restaurant.
Yeah, how's business for you guys?
It is moving in the right direction, which we are very grateful for.
Better now than it was last year, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Do I have the number right? 2 million people have said yes to your petition?
Yep, over 2 million.
Are you surprised by that?
I'm not surprised. You know, COVID gave us this moment of all being in the same boat. You know, people from all walks of life experiencing this huge need to have help when a lot of us have never needed to ask help before. So on that front, it's not surprising. It's definitely empowering to be agreed with.
Although I can imagine, you know, that when I bring this up on my radio show, a lot of people don't agree with it either. They think either we shouldn't have even done the last round of stimulus and it's time for people to go back to work. What do you say to those people?
I think that that fits with certain people, that it is time for people, for those particular people to go back to work. I don't think that that is a blanket statement that fits everybody. So there are some people that are still not able to go back to work, whatever that reason is, whether it's for health reasons, whether it's for still caring for other people who are not able to continue with how their life normally goes. So there's all different scenarios. And my plea is that our government should be able to, you know, kick into gear immediately and provide the safety net while there's so many unknowns.
Well, do you
and
have
this petition was written a year ago?
A year ago. Okay. Well, that's interesting because I wonder if you would amend it now. For instance, should it be for everybody? What about high wage earners? What about middle income people who, in fact, are making what they used to? Their job is back. What about that?
So, as we all know, the third check didn't hit absolutely everybody. And so, how I would amend it is similar to how I wrote it, in that. The important thing is that that the checks should be tied to economic conditions. So where I write is ongoing checks through the pandemic. So while there is still a crisis, there should be the ability to have a social safety net.
And have you said
and
who qualifies?
And so that they can continue.
But have you said who qualifies?
I don't say that in that petition. Certainly there's lots of smart people out there figuring out what the qualifications are, what the triggers are. But in my petition, I wrote specifically the words urgent. And at that moment, and as we saw with a lot of delay of Congress and having to discuss this and having to go through all the hoops, there were major delays in between the checks. So again, for us to be able to urgently get out money at that time, it was the fastest way was everybody gets a check. And we all have this social safety net. And people are smart, and they can decide what to do with those checks. But we saw each of the checks being handled differently. So we have a track record of knowing how those checks can be handled in terms of having these triggers and these thresholds.
Well, I think the
and
track
we're seeing
record.
That in the and we're seeing that implementation with the CTC, the Child Tax Credit, which is an example of a monthly check going out to people with thresholds and not going out to absolutely everybody.
Yeah. I would imagine that it would get even more support if the thresholds were clearly defined. If we said there was income caps or there's caps relative to your previous employment and are you at a par, right? So, you know, one of the complaints from a father called into our show when the second or third stimulus check was coming out, and he said that both of his kids have pretty good jobs, but both of them earned less than $75,000 a year. He said, so they're each going to, and they're still working. They're making as much money as they did last year. And lo and behold, they each got $1,200. He said, they don't they don't deserve $1,200. So we need to sort of figure this out. I think even if there was going to be a fourth stimulus, your idea is that there would be ongoing checks to these families, though, right?
Through the economic crisis.
And when when do we know when that crisis is over? When
exactly. there are, you know, like you said in the earlier part, there are a lot of smart people who know the answers to these really good questions. And so we need those. When automatic monthly checks are set up, there needs to be a trigger so that we know that they will continue and be tied to economic conditions.
Have you talked to any members of Congress? Does the Denver congressperson that represents your area agree with this?
Well, Senator Bennett is probably one of the strongest proponents of the child tax credit, the monthly checks happening in July, up to $300 a month. But I haven't talked to any of them specifically. I think, you know, it's really easy to speak from your own lens. And what I learned from doing this petition is that when it started, I was speaking from a really scared point where probably most of us were at, which is what on earth is going to happen to me? And in my case, what on earth is going to happen to my staff? And as the moment has evolved and the petition has continued, I have learned so much about all the different lenses that people can look at this crisis through.
Well,
so when we say that father and those kids have a job, that is great. And there's another father out there with two other kids that don't have a job. And that is where we need to be able to step in and say, okay, you won't fall past here.
Stephanie Bonin is the creator of the change.org petition for ongoing checks. 1,000 for the kids, 2,000 for the adults. Let the smart people figure out who gets them. I'm out of time, Stephanie. Good luck to you, and good luck at your restaurant. What's the name of the restaurant there in Denver?
Duo Restaurant at 32nd and Zuni.
Hopefully we'll visit you sometime out there. Thanks for joining us in Chicago.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Stephanie Bonin is her name.